All right, I'm calling the meeting of the House Special Committee on Energy to order. Today is Saturday, April 27, 2024, and the time is 10:16. Today we're joined by Representative Schrage, Representative McKay, Representative Prox, who stepped out for a second, but he was here, Representative Baker, Representative Armstrong is excused, and so is Representative Wright. So I would like to also recognize we have Senator Bill Wilkowski in the gallery here. I would like to thank the House Records Secretary, Kale Brown, our LIO moderator, Zach Lawhorn, my committee aide, Craig Valdez, for all that they do for this committee. Before we begin, silence your cell phones. All questions go through the chair. All answers go through the chair to the one who asked. And if there aren't any further questions from the members here. Okay. So today on the agenda, we are to hear SB 152, an act relating to community energy facilities by Senator Bill Wilkowski. We've received no amendments from the committee. There has been a public comment period that was heard. Talking with the sponsor, he's identified a technical mistake in the language of the bill, and the sponsor has offered the committee an amendment to fix the error. I believe it concerns page 4 and line 7, but Senator Bill Wilkowski and your staff, Mr. Dunsmore, will you please come forward, put your name's affiliation on the record, and can you explain the need for the technical change?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Bill Wilkowski, State Senator for East Anchorage, and joining me is David Dunsmore from my office, and very much appreciate you hearing this on a Saturday. This is something that we're told needs to happen, just changing on page 4, line 7, kilowatt hours to kilowatts.
Does anyone have a question for Senator as to what the difference is? Representative Prox.
If you do, I think kilowatt hours is the total amount of electricity used in a month, whereas kilowatts is the maximum demand at any moment. So this makes sense.
Exactly.
Anybody have any other questions or statements for the? All right. So do I hear a motion?
Thank you, Chair Rauscher. This is Representative McKay. I move conceptual amendment number 1.
And I'll object. First discussion.
Okay, so conceptual amendment number 1, this is Representative McKay through the chair. We will be on page 4, line 7. We will be deleting this is backwards. We're going to delete kilowatts and insert kilowatt hours. Is it backwards? I beg your pardon then. Okay, we're going to delete kilowatt hours and insert kilowatts.
All right.
Okay.
No worries. So there's a motion before us. It's a conceptual amendment, and it's page 4, line 7. It deletes kilowatt hours and inserts kilowatts. Is there any more discussion needed? I'll remove my objection. And do I hear any other objections? A conceptual amendment passes. So we'll take a brief at ease. Back on record, are there any further questions for the sponsor of the bill, SB 152? Seeing none, what is the will of the committee, Representative McKay?
Mr. Chairman, this is Representative McKay. For the record, I move Senate Bill 152, Work Order 33LS0607-R from committee as amended with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note and the authority to make any necessary technical and conforming changes.
Do I hear any objections? The motion is so moved. All right. So it leaves committee. Having no further business on the record, we will adjourn, but I need everybody to hang out so we can sign the page. Before we do, we are going to adjourn at 10:22 Saturday morning.